sugar cane, sweet sugar cane.
As usual, I'm going to give you some information about what we might be looking at and diseases in the coming year and update you what's been happening with billet planting. We had a pretty good freeze in November, and as you know, rust has to hang around in green leaf tissue, living tissue, so was that freeze in November enough to take it out or set it back? I don't know. Maybe in the northern areas, your area, I don't think it got killed to the ground, so it's probably hanging around a little bit, but pretty much we're going to have to kind of wait and see. We've been mild ever since then, and there's a lot of green cane out there now, so there's a chance we might have to deal with some rust this year, but it's kind of a stay-tuned situation. We have some good fungicides right now, some good options for that. If it's looking like we're going to have some problems, I'll be putting that out to you. It's somewhat availability now, right? There are multiple fungicides that are labeled and can be sprayed, but sometimes it's what's available, what you get your hands on. The Preaxir, probably over headline, would be what's available in the BASF products. Quiltec Cell in various forms is going to be available. So, you know, about 7 ounces in the Preaxir. I'd go on up, bump up the Quiltec Cell to around 20. Probably to get more residual and longer lasting. We've got another syngenta product called Trivapro that's a combination of two fungicides. It's like similar to what's in Preaxir, but we don't have a lot of information on how that one's going to do here in Louisiana yet. So there are going to be some options if we end up like we're having a rust problem. We can deal with it. We have, you know, still some susceptible varieties in the acreage. It's 540. Y'all still planting a little 540? And 540 on good land is certainly a target for the rust, and 283 is kind of the new favorite. You've seen it, switched over it really. The rust is pretty aggressive on 283 now, so and particularly again on good land, plant cane is where you're going to be looking to see if there's any rust popping up. Brown stripe is kind of the one we've kind of shifted our attention to, and because it's could get so bad in 299 and when we had these mild winters. And so last year, early spring 2019, we saw a lot of brown stripe. So that was kind of what you were seeing. So all of you could probably remember seeing some fields like this that just didn't look like they were doing good at all. Sometimes it looked like the cane was about to die. It was so bad. And if you look close, you'd see those brown stripe symptoms. So as Yogi once said, is it deja vu all over again? Maybe. If we keep hold these mild conditions, we're going to probably see something similar happen again this year because there's so much 299 out there. So what's going on here? Mild winter is the main thing. So the cane is starting to grow again, and it's a long time before we're going to fertilize it. So it's going to start trying to grow when there's low fertility. So it's going to be kind of poking along. It's cool growing conditions. However, the weeds don't seem to care about, you know, if it's warm, they're going to take off on you. So it's going to mean earlier than normal herbicide applications and maybe some more injury. So all of that goes together, and then that creates a stress plant, and the brown stripe is what results. It really is, you know, depends on the stress on the crop. And when it's stressed like this with multiple factors like this, it can get really bad. So it's kind of a symptom of the problem. So we're not sure what's going to happen here. Did this affect the 2019 crop? What do y'all think? I mean, there are so many things. We say it's usually another unusual year, but boy, it was a real doozy in terms of, but it started at the beginning. So this kind of growth can't be good, right? There's not that much going on this time of year in terms of growth because it's so cool. So you would think the impact might not be that great on the overall crop. So a lot of years it's not growing this early anyways. So what's going to happen? When it does get to be good conditions, it's not ready to run, right? So we're not sure how big of an impact it's having, and there's not too much we can do for it, unfortunately. Even if there was a fungicide that worked, you control the disease and the cane doesn't have the conditions to grow, it can't grow out of it. So we're a little bit stuck here. I think we're a little worried that it's persisting on in through the season. So we're, this is one that's not like rust. It can sort of hang around and debris and stuff. So growing 299 in the same fields now over and over again, we may be starting to see a little bit of a buildup. And most of it's down inside the canopy. So, you know, most of the growth is coming from that upper set of leaves. That's where, you know, when rust gets bad, it's hitting those young leaves. That's where the growth is coming from. So the brown stripe's not very bad, not bad there, but it is kind of hanging around through the year. So we're a little concerned about this and affecting the little stress factor on the 299 that we've got, you know, so much out in the field now. Say minimizing stress, you know, again, how can you do that? There's only so much you can do. I think there may be some interest in or focus on fertility. Is there anything we can do to make it a little healthier crop coming into the spring? But right now, there's not much we can do. Again, it's hitting at a time of year where I don't think it's got a major impact on yield, but it, you know, it's really ugly and we'd rather not see it. But kind of right now, it's kind of pathologists like, including me, we'd rather talk about problems where we can tell you, well, here's what the problem is and here's what we can do about it, and that should take care of it. In this case, it's not that way. It's, here's the problem and why. I wish we could do something about it. But right now, that's where we're at. Any questions or comments on that? Because that's something we're all seeing. You know, don't forget smut. 299 is very susceptible to smut, so it can build up and really hurt it if you don't pay attention. So what's that mean, paying attention? It means keeping the healthy seed cane coming. The tissue culture-based seed cane programs are letting us grow some varieties with some susceptibility, some of the diseases that can hurt us, and get away with it and get these high-yielding varieties, the benefits from them. So that's what we got to do to grow a variety like 299. Any other questions or comments on diseases? Okay, so how about billet plant? What's going on there? There's more of it happening. More planters are being sold. There's a lot of, you know, variation in the different planters out there. I added some plans to look at some of that, and you know how crazy it was last planting season. Didn't get too much of that done, so I don't have any direct comparisons of planters. It's a hard thing to do, in fact. They all seem to be doing a pretty good job. I mean, we're making progress with the harvester and the planter combination now of being able to cut longer, higher quality billets to go in the ground. And I think it's having a positive impact on the people that are doing it. We've continued to focus on these seed treatment chemicals. Can we do anything to, you know, billets suffer more from any problem that occurs, and some of it's out of your control, mainly the weather, particularly after planting, and drought, say, after planting is probably the worst thing that can happen. So we've been looking at these chemicals. Can you treat the billets and prevent these stalk rots from causing, that interact with the stress to cause damage and reduce your stand yields in the plant cane crop? So the dip tests we've been doing, small plot tests where we dip the billets, got some good results with some chemicals, particularly this combination, consistent results from a fungicide insecticide combination. But we've been doing that with a pretty sensitive variety, 540, light planting rate to, you know, make sure, you know, if there's a problem we can solve it. But now I've got two tests this past season out on commercial farms with strip trials set up to have plots that would be about a truckload of cane, and the chemicals have been applied with spray rigs set up on the planter. So they're down in the nozzles where the cones where the billets are dropping down into the ground, into the furrow. Two tests, fungicide and insecticide combination. We tend to break them out and try the fungicide and insecticide alone and compared to non-treated billets, but we didn't get that done in one of the tests because things got running late, and that's just the way it worked out. So we just had the combination and just non-treated billets when we broke them out. So I put some dye in the tank with the mix and tried to look at the coverage we're getting. And in the St. Mary, this was a late planted test. You can see the blue color. Oop, well, that wasn't the one I wanted to push. So this spray rig setup was only a couple of nozzles in each cone, and there were about 30 gallons of water going out per acre. So I'd call the coverage was decent, but not great. You can see, like, looking at the ends there, some of the ends are fully blue, some are half blue, and some are not blue at all. You can see a little the spattering of the blue. It's kind of hard to pick it out. The rind doesn't hold the chemical very well. You see it mainly where the sheath, leaf sheath and that kind of thing. So the coverage was okay, but not great. The planting rate was high because it was late and they were worried. And actually, this was an 8-foot row, so that's just showing one of the drills. So a lot of seed cane was put out. So there were a lot of reasons why I could say this wouldn't work. But we're also kind of curious to see what they would do, you know, with a late season application. The test and repeats was planted in middle of September. They got their planting done up there. It was one of the last tests they put in, lucky them, the fields they planted. And you can see the sets of rows here. And so there's non-treated rows in the foreground, and in the background you see some more cane on those rows. Well, this test was 283, and so a different variety that we think is a little more tolerant than millet planting. Commercial planting rate. So there was more shoots in the fall, more shoots in the spring, more stalks. So I had some high hopes for, there was definitely something happening here. We didn't see any differences in the counts down in the St. Mary test, so I didn't expect much. So the St. Mary, what happened? So there were 4 reps, 4 truckloads of each treatment. And so the non-treated billets are there at the top, 6,700 pounds of sugar. This test, the platinum, so we're looking at Quilt XL as the fungicide and platinum as the insecticide. And in the test where we've done all the, on St. Gabriel, the research farm, breaking them out, looking at the effects, you could sometimes see effects from one or the other, sometimes not. The most consistent effect, again, is with the combination of the two. But in this particular test, where I wasn't really expecting to see anything at the end because we didn't see the population differences going through, and that's where you really, usually when it's working, you can see it at the beginning that the stand is better in the stand establishment. But in this case, the platinum treatment was significantly better than the check in particular. So, you know, 70, almost 8,000 pounds of sugar there. So why did it work alone and not the others? I don't know. That's a hard thing to explain, but we were seeing some effect where I wasn't expecting anything. So overall, I was pleased with that outcome. The other test where we had just a combination of the two and the non-treated billets turned out even better than I expected. So in both tests, we're seeing something that I had not seen in the Paul White and I've been doing these tests. Usually it's just the population that's the main effect, but in both of these tests we saw some better increased sugar level in the cane, which we have not seen before. See there, so the treatment had a higher TRS, higher tons by like 7 tons and almost like 2,000 pounds of sugar. So really a big effect on that particular field. So I have been a little hesitant to talk about the benefits, the magnitude of the benefits of these tests from these plot tests, because again, we're sensitive variety and light planting rate. But this is a very good outcome. And our, where are we with the labels? We got a label for this season was for Quilt XL, which is label for rust control. But now we've got a label for treating billets. And it's a section 18 though, it's not a permanent label. So I'm hoping we can move that on along to a regular label. Platinum, they feel fairly pretty confident that we're going to get a label, a regular full label for that, this for putting it on billets this coming fall. So that's pretty encouraging. So where are we? Some people are having success. They've gone this way and are doing well with the billets. But it's not for everyone. They really require very meticulous attention to everything. You know, you got to do a good job with everything, make sure you get a high quality billet and do a good job of planting. So for instance, up there in that repeats area, the guy who was doing this, Fletcher B. Benzer, is having success. One of his neighbors got a big 3-row planter and just has not done very well, and he's trying to sell a planter now. So it makes you nervous for, you know, can the whole industry go this way? I'd say it'd be really, really, it might not work well for some people. So that's why this maybe a chemical treatment might be a game changer, which could get us through some tougher, you know, conditions and still have success in getting the billets established and getting performance similar to whole stock. So again, we're hoping to get these labels in place and it'll be there for you. these are things to know. So look at these carefully. You have to have good coverage for these things to work. In the beginning, I thought, well, it'd be great if you could just plant the billets and spray them before you cover them, but you're only getting the top side treated that way. I could turn the tops blue with put enough out there, but it wouldn't wrap around on the other side. So those tests didn't work very well. So we have to have good coverage for these things to work. Again, we got some effect, but not total coverage. The platinum is very systemic. That means it's picked up by the plant and goes up through the whole plant and lasts for a while in the plant. So maybe that helps us not having the total coverage, but we got to get good coverage. This is the kind of thing that's going to be expensive, particularly in the beginning. Maybe if they go off patent, plus will drop some, but you're talking at two chemicals, and so it's not going to be cheap. But it's going to help in years where there's environmental stress problems. But again, this is something that's like an insurance policy. It may not be needed every year. So again, we're pursuing something that's really there to make sure we can get to an acceptable risk level that we feel like we can plant billets and go forward, you know, and convert over to it if we have to. Again, must have good coverage for these things to work. If you're going to go with them, you can't no shortcuts. It's got to be set up like Fletcher's using like eight nozzles in that array and getting really good multiple directions and getting very good coverage. And it's not going to be a substitute for good planting. The billets are going to have to be cut long and high quality and well planted to be successful. But we keep moving forward that, you know, if we're, there are a lot of things that are working against us in terms of keeping whole stalk planting going. So we're making progress. I think we're getting, hope we're approaching the point where we could have acceptable level of risk with billet planting that maybe everyone can switch over. And most people would if they could and they felt comfortable with it. Okay, that's it where we are right now. Thank you, and any questions?
Sugarcane, sweet sugarcane, sweetness of our southern.